Street.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bob Dole, who overcame horrible war wounds during the Second World War to become a Senate leader from Kansas, a Republican presidential candidate, and then a symbol and celebrant of his dwindling generation of World War II veterans, has died. Bob Dole was 98 years old. He announced earlier this year that he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. During his 36-year career on Capitol Hill, Dole became one of the most influential legislators and party leaders in the Senate, combining a talent for compromise with quite a wit to boot. Belgian police using water cannons and tear gas to disperse some rowdy protesters in Brussels over the weekend, and Germany's incoming transport minister advising people against traveling over Christmas because of the virus. This is SRN News.
20 years of broadcasting is a big deal for any radio station, but especially so when you're keeping things red in a blue state.
Congratulations to AM 1280, The Patriot.
Congrats to The Patriot.
Happy 20th anniversary.
Hey, congrats to AM 1280, The Patriot.
20 years of intelligent radio.
Happy 20th anniversary, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Thanks for sticking with us through the last 20. Here's to 20 more. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Your forecast for today, we're looking at a slight chance of snow and a high of 39 with a low of 8 for tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 15 with a low of 6. Appliance Renew reminds you that there's just 20 days until Christmas. New inventory is added weekly and is ready for your home by Christmas at Appliance Renew, where that little ding don't mean a thing. This is AM 1280, The Patriot.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
Close, but no cigar. I am Mitch Berg, normally heard Saturdays from 1 to 3. In for Brad Carlson, who is off on assignment. Just as I was yesterday, having a great time at the Senate District 30 Gubernatorial Forum. Had a great time meeting all six of the gubernatorial candidates on the GOP side. Moderating not so much a debate as a town hall sort of thing, mostly a meet and greet. And then went on to the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus's annual banquet. I want to have a chat with the guys from the Gun Owners Caucus again here in the coming week because, of course, we've got a very important legislative session coming up and heading into an all-important midterm election coming up just less than a year away now. Like all elections, like every election these days in these fractious times, it's the most important one of our lifetime. Speaking of elections, Secretary of State candidate Kelly Janner Byrne is scheduled to join us. She calls to say she's running a little late because of the weather. It's understandable. By the way, speaking of weather, I should point out, if you're in Minnesota, in southern Minnesota, stay in, stay off the roads. You will probably die. It's windy, it's cold, the roads are garbage. Special closed circuit advisory to North Dakotans within the sound of my voice. Set condition 1 green, bravo. Button your jacket. There's Minnesotans on the road. Now, I bust a little bit on Minnesotans, especially primarily southern Minnesotans, especially metro residents, for, being kind of wussy about the weather. Because, let's be honest, if you grew up in North Dakota or Montana or northern Minnesota, for that matter, let's be honest, winter down here just isn't that big of a deal. I mean, it gets cold, it snows, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing like it is back home. Nothing like it is back home. In fact, I dare say, having driven down here today, the most dangerous thing about driving in winter in southern Minnesota is southern Minnesota drivers. I'm just going to take a brief editorial moment here and say, who taught you people how to drive? Okay, I don't know if it's just something that got left out in the hustle and bustle of teaching driver's ed to people in the state of Minnesota. And maybe it's just me, but when I was coming up, it was stressed to people that when driving, you should leave 2 seconds between you and the car in front of you. Now, some people say, well, leave 2 car lengths plus 1 car length for every 10 miles an hour. Oh, shut up. No one can calculate that on the fly. But leaving 2 seconds between you and the car in front of you is pretty simple. The car in front of you goes past something, a seam in the pavement, a milepost, a shadow on the road. You start counting 1,001, 1,002. And if you can't see the thing that you started counting against, the marker or the shadow or the seam on the road in front of you when you hit 1,002, then you're too close. You slow down a little bit. You back up or you change lanes or whatever you want to do. And by the way, the corollary to that is if the roads are terrible, if it's raining out, if the roads are greasy because it's been raining, or if, like today in St. Paul, the roads are sheets of ice, suitable only for dunking into cocktails if you like gravel and road garbage in your cocktails, you double that. You make it 4 seconds or more. You don't ride up on people's back bumpers like you're trying to sniff something out of their trunk, like a dog in heat. You don't do that. You leave 4 seconds between you and the car in front of you. Now, this is something, if you grew up driving in, say, North Dakota, Montana, Thief River Falls, Duluth, is something you grew up with your morning cartoons as you ate your Cheerios, whatever. It's something you do. And yet, driving down here today, as every first snowfall of the year, I have, for lack of a better term, urban chuckleheads driving up on my back bumper so close that I would like to urge them to buy me dinner next time. It's ridiculous. Who? And by the way, I'd say you know who you are, but honestly, if you're one of those drivers, you probably don't know who you are. You probably have not the foggiest clue what a travesty to the art of driving that you are. Tailgating, even on a dry road, is stupid. It leaves you less time to react to crises, to changing events, to things that you don't plan on. And tailgating in weather like this just shows that you are, how do I put this diplomatically? A moron! Back off. 2 seconds in good conditions, 4 seconds on, well, days like today. Someone may have, if you know this already, indulge my little rant here. And if you don't know this already, you're welcome. Take that and go forth and sin on the road no more. Absorb this lesson, practice it out on the road, and you won't be as bad a driver as most of the people around you seem to be these days. Good Lord, if I drive down an icy road with someone in a 8,000-pound pickup truck driving so close to behind me that my exhaust is splattering up into their grill, it'll be too soon. 651-289-4488, Kelly Jenner Byrne, candidate for Secretary of State, joins us. Anyway, yesterday I was at the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus annual banquet. If you're a Second Amendment supporter, you should join. It's simple. You just sign up for the mailing list. The very least you can do is sign up for the mailing list. It's free, and they will let you know when you need to contact your representative, your senator, your governor, everyone, when there is a bill that needs to be opposed or supported. That's the lowest level of support there is, and by golly, they're good at it. They'll even give you the phone number to get a hold of your legislators. By the way, last night, I'm going to make a fearless prediction. There will be, sometime in the coming week, an anguished op-ed from some DFL functionary talking about the implied threat of violence that the Republican Party chair Senator Dave Hand owns a flamethrower. Because he won a flamethrower at the banquet last night. It was just one of the raffle prizes, a utility flamethrower. It's for burning out underbrush or setting backfires or melting ice or just having a flipping flamethrower. I mean, how cool is that? Anyway, so as former Senator Dave Hand, current chair of the Minnesota Republican Party, proud owner of a brand new flamethrower, just one of many amazing raffle gifts last night. I mean, going to the banquet is half the fun, just to see all of the awesome prizes that are available at the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus annual banquet. Hope you can sign up. Hope you can join. By the way, we were talking with Rebecca Brannon earlier about the crime rate in Minneapolis, and walking around through the uptown Minneapolis McDonald's parking lot, openly displaying a long, or at least longish, firearm. There's no way to tell what it is. It looks like it's a very short-barreled AR, or perhaps something like a high-point pistol-caliber carbine. Might even be a .22, but it has that ugly black military rifle look about it. Guy firing shots off in the air and then busting into and stealing, helping stealing two cars side by side. I mean, we're talking wholesale crime here. We're talking crime in bulk lots. It gets worse. Around 12:20 in the afternoon, there was this an hour ago, reported by Crime Watch Minneapolis, which, by the way, when it comes to crime in the Twin Cities, is the closest you will get to legitimate journalism anymore in the city, in the metro area. 12:20 p.m., home invasion robbery. Suspect broke in, demanded the car keys. You think, where would this be? This has got to be North Minneapolis or perhaps the lower east side of St. Paul, perhaps just off of Payne Avenue. No, 1400 block of West Minnehaha, or Minnehaha Parkway, I should say, or the cross street, 4800s of Girard Avenue South. We're talking down in what do they call it? Linden Hills, for crying out loud. But by the way, set of car keys, house keys, purse, phone, computer. Car was not taken yet. Suspect, vibrant male. In their 20s, 5'8", 170 pounds, gray puffy jacket with hood, jeans, armed home invasions. We're starting to see some of these stories coming up outside of the urban core. We're starting to see reports of carjackings in Fridley. Oh, it's nothing new there. But Deep Haven reported its first carjacking last week. We're talking people moving out into places with functional two-party systems. Maybe people will start taking this seriously. We shall see. Let's go to the phone. Hopkins, Dan, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You are live and on the air.
Mitch, it was great to see you at the Prager, Kurt, Charlie Kurt.
Yeah, likewise. Great to finally meet you as well, Dan from Hopkins.
I did meet you before because I did want to go to one of your performances with your drummer, whom I know.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep.
Say, now, is Kendall Qualls running for governor?
Boy, there's the great peekaboo question of this election here so far.
I'm getting advertisements.
You're getting advertisements. There's a draft Kendall Qualls movement, and if you ask Kendall Qualls about it, he has, shucks, I don't know. We'll see.
No one knows.
I mean, he may be on the level. He may not. There is a draft Kendall Qualls movement. And any time that there's a draft movement, it's a coin toss as to whether or not the draftee or the potential draftee knows about it or not. And they will always shrug their shoulders. And say, oh, shucks, I don't know. And so maybe they're legit. Maybe they're not. And we don't know. It'd be certainly interesting to have him in the race.
Is there an open forum, an open mic at this forum to ask candidates questions?
It depends on the forum. We had one in Stillwater a couple weeks ago where you could write out questions and I, the moderator, pass them along to the candidates. The one yesterday in Elk River that I moderated, the questions were all written up by the committee in advance just to distill the issues down to the five questions that the activists were most interested in, and to cut down on the logistics and really basically free up time to actually meet candidates face to face and ask the questions directly verbally. So it varies widely at these events. I don't know what we're going to be doing at our December 15th event here. That's
sure.
Well, I imagine actually I'm fairly sure we'll be able to take in questions from from the AM 1280 The Patriot app. That's what we usually do at these events. Anyway, thank you for your feedback as always, Dan. Sorry about that. We are up against a break here. 651-289-4488. Kelly Jenner Byrne, candidate for the Secretary of State office here in the state of Minnesota, a race we direly, desperately need to win, joins us up next. AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
It's time for holiday cleaning. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing as this is one product that works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine and it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 is made in America. If you are tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. Genesis 950 is great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains. Perfect holiday gift for pet owners. Genesis 950 has great customer service, always willing to help with your particular problem. Order 1 gallon direct at genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and a $10 coupon using code PETS. That's genesis950.com. Coupon only available for 1 gallon purchase. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpets.
Are you the principal or leader of a Christian or Catholic school? Would you like to fill the empty seats in your classrooms for no cash out of pocket? TwinCitiesTuitions.com would like to team up with you on our tuition program for first-year students. You'll be part of a marketing campaign to raise awareness about your school and gain new students for next year and beyond. Again, at no cash investment for your school. Get details by logging on to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. And I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Up next, perhaps you've heard, there's a midterm election coming up, along with elections for governor and all of our constitutional offices. Perhaps you've heard, it's been all the headlines. With us, someone who just earned a bunch of points because she brought in cough drops, because apparently I sound like I need it. I am battling a bit of a respiratory bug here. Not COVID, by the way. I got the test. Came up negative. For this time, anyway, GOP candidate for the nomination to run against Steve Simon for Secretary of State, Kelly Jenner Byrne joins us here. Kelly, for starters, thank you for the cough drops. They're wonderful.
Awesome. We got to keep you moving.
Oh, and I definitely need to keep moving these days. I will say that the one upside of having the sort of bug that I have here is that if it gets a little bit worse, I do an impeccable impression of the late Larry King. In fact, that used to be great for it. When I had a really bad cold, I would do my answering machine messages back when we had answering machines.
Mm-hmm.
And I get really down. So, you've reached Mitch Berg. This is Larry King. Go right ahead. And I need to have a little worse of
trying
a sort.
Trying to get a laugh there, aren't you?
I always. If I couldn't laugh, I'd cry. And especially, that's true if you watch the Minnesota GOP dealing with Minnesota constitutional offices. Kelly Jenneburn, we have lost every single statewide race, including Secretary of State, since 2006. And it's been to our great detriment in the state of Minnesota. If you follow election integrity, you can see the problem. Minnesota's elections, I mean, I'll shy away from some of the worst of the conspiracy theories and still am able to say, when you have districts where the count of registered where the count of votes exceeds the count of registered voters, there might be some smoke out there leading to a fire, Kelly Jenneburn.
Maybe you're talking about Dakota County, where there was, you know, more votes counted and then ballots cast, that sort of thing.
That sort of thing. I was actually talking about Hennepin County, where the in 2016 the percentage of votes to 7 a.m. registrations came out to 104%. That one was one I was referring to. But Dakota County, again, if the rot has spread it out to Dakota County, there might be room for change in the Secretary of State's office. Kelly Jenneburn, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from South St. Paul. There's a lot of legislators and a lot of good folks have come out of South St. Paul. I'm a class of 84 graduate. My whole family graduated from South St. Paul. Went to the University of Minnesota, ran out of money. You know, I had to pay my way through college. There was no forgiving of any loans or anything like that. So I put myself through college and started a business. I worked in the corporate world, spent most of my career in the travel industry. Was an executive for Choice Hotels, was a vice president for American Express, and I've been an entrepreneur. You know, in 2008, in the economic downturn, when the world went crazy, I had my own business. I've had my own business as a speaker and an author and consultant for many years, and I was 41 years old, and I had just had my son, and I thought, you know what, if I don't take this opportunity during the downsizing to go off and do my own thing, maybe I never will.
Right.
And so I'm so glad I never never took a dime of unemployment, never, you know, took any extra aid, never took out a business loan, just worked. Because, you know, what I found is work really worked for me. And so we started our business and I was able to raise my son and, you know, provide income to our household. And it's just been a great run.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about you sound like an accomplished and sane person. What prompted you to throw your hat in the ring for Secretary of State?
Let's talk about sanity just for a minute.
Okay, fair enough.
You said relatively sane. I actually
do our due diligence.
Yeah, exactly. I actually dipped my toe in 2002. Mm-hmm. I was Mrs. Minnesota in 2001, and I raised about $3 million for nonprofits. It was during the September 11th timeframe.
Right.
So I did that program because I wanted to raise funds for my own nonprofit.
Right.
And so during that time, I had the ability to sing, and I opened a session of the House. I sang the national anthem during the days when Steve Swigum was Speaker of the House.
I remember well.
Yep. And so after that, I had some time with some legislators, and I had a little chance to chat, and that was during redistricting again.
Oh yeah.
And he said, "Have you ever thought about running for office? You're a business, you know, you're in business, you're a business owner." I had been very involved with the Chamber of Commerce for many years, and I said, "You know, I never really thought about it. My brother had run for a city council seat years before, so you know the bug was there.
Right.
But I thought, you know, I never really thought about it. And as under further investigation, I decided to put my name in the ring. I was unsuccessful, but I met Mary Kiffmeyer and her team.
Right.
During that endorsing convention, and I went all day long. You know, in the endorsing process, you're ballot after ballot after ballot.
Yeah.
And there was six guys and me. And by about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, delegates got tired. And so, you know, many people left and went home. And Brian LeClaire was the successful endorsed candidate.
Right.
And he went on to become a senator.
Okay.
And so from that, I jumped in and I ran Mary Kiffmeyer's campaign. She ran against Buck Humphrey, as you may know back then.
I recall it well.
And I will tell you that we ran a very successful statewide campaign. I'm just a person who gets things done. I don't look at how big the problem is. I look at what are the possible solutions? And so we looked at how many volunteers we could reach. And what really was interesting about that, Mitch, is we had the ability to bring in so many new people into our campaign, a lot of young people mm-hmm. that were maybe just disengaged or you know, weren't all that excited about it. And I will tell you, I walked more miles in parades that year mm-hmm. than ever before. But we were successful.
Yeah.
And from that, I had the ability, so hats off to Mary Kiffmeyer, I had the ability to meet so many people around the state. And right. I had already traveled all 87 counties, you know, the year prior.
Right.
So that's how we got started. And I've been involved in the process, worked on a few campaigns, was on the ballot as the endorsed candidate for 53B. And, you know, it's just really disheartening when you work so hard and you and there's just all of these irregularities.
Yeah.
And so I think that at the core, people just want to know that it's fair.
Yeah. And that's the big question. Of course, there's this sense that if a Republican ever gets into the Secretary of State's office again, they will find a trove of bodies that will dwarf finding Jimmy Hoffa again. Well, let's talk about this.
Well, I'm hoping not to find any bodies. We're just looking to make things that they're fair. It's very transparent. I can tell you a story that's interesting. So my husband is a brand new American citizen.
Okay.
So we've been married 24 years, and he got to vote this last November here in his very first election. And, you know, it was everybody that was there, the volunteers were great, and that was not the problem. The problem is when he walked in, the first thing he did is he pulled out his wallet, and what do you think he wanted to show?
Great pictures of the kids.
Yeah, no, exactly not. He wanted to show identification.
Exactly.
And so as he walked up, the first thing that he was told is, oh, you don't need that. That's not important.
Yeah.
That's not important.
Yeah.
Well, I think identification is important.
And so does just about every Western democracy, including those hallmarks of oppression like Denmark and Sweden, for crying out loud.
It's so important. So, you know, the first thing, this was the first time that I signed in on an iPad. I've always, when I've voted, have signed it on the big book.
Yeah.
And so the iPad got spun around and signed here, and he just said, is this your name? And he says, I could really be anybody.
Yeah.
And I was standing there in line behind him, and I said, and I could vouch for you that you are anybody.
Yeah.
That's just not a process that that's where I think we breed conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it starts. It's this little piece.
This appearance of potential untrustworthiness that, given everything else that happens, is easy to blow up into bigger conspiracies, rightly or wrongly. I will say I don't believe all the conspiracy theories, but there's a little smoke out there. So let's talk about this. And in fact, this is probably warrants a much larger discussion. We'll talk about your path to office after this break here, because you talk about bringing new people into the process here, bringing new people to campaigns. That's a big question for Republicans everywhere, and I definitely need to talk with you about that. But since we're coming up to a break here, let's talk a little bit how people can find out more about you, about your campaign, maybe volunteer, donate, whatever. First of all, what's the website?
Website is kelly4mn.com. That's KellyForMn.com.
Okay.
We also have a really cool tool that I want to let people know about. It's called Swipe Red. You can go to the App Store or Google Play and go to Swipe Red and download. You can follow us. It's a really neat program for peer-to-peer. It's a way that we can get out. And all those people that are couch warriors that sit behind their keyboards can absolutely take part in the process and help us.
Absolutely. So, and that's it. So kelly4mn.com. I will post that at shotinthedark.info for people who are more focused towards the blog here. And we'll get that out to people as well here. So what it's a year, just under a year now till the election. We finally got past that first year here. Let's talk briefly about what kind of help you need from people here.
Well, I think some of the biggest help is, you know, Swipe Red will be a great tool for us. You know, the Secretary of State's office is not really the sexy office. You know, there's so many people in the governor's race right now.
Yeah.
But it really is the very most basic. If we can't get the vote right, We really can't get anything right. It doesn't matter who's on the ballot.
And that's the thing about the Secretary of State's race that I want to talk with you about after the break here. It's one of those races that's the office. Really, it's about nuts and bolts. It's about really simple things, business incorporations and business dealings and elections. Two things that don't seem related. In normal times, things that just aren't sexy in the classic political sense of the term, and yet they're so vitally important. So I want to talk about really how you get people, how we get conservatives to get motivated, and Republicans and people who might be Democrats but are sick of the way things are, to 100%. get out and vote on this election. And when we come back, we're talking with Kelly Jenner Byrne, 651-289-4488. If you have questions for this candidate for the Secretary of State's office here in Minnesota, go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Step into Red Wing shoes for insulated waterproof boots. Red Wing features safety and regular toe styles to fit your job and lifestyle. Their footwear experts take the time to measure your feet and learn about your footwear needs, whether you're shopping for work, hunting, or recreation. Stop in and see them in Circle Pines, Columbia Heights, Coon Rapids, Bloomington, and St. Cloud. Don't forget to ask about their mobile shoe service where they can bring the store to you. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at StandWithIsraelTour.com. 855-565-5519 or StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-824-3853. 800-824-3853. That's 800-824-3853. 800-824-3853.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. I can't emphasize this enough. Check out the Minnesota Leadership Forum, December 15th, 2021, talking with five of the leading candidates for the GOP nod for governor. Benson, Jensen, Gazelka, Shaw, Murphy. Hosted by none other than Hewitt. So when I ask you the rhetorical question, which goes,
"What are we gonna do now?"
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to go to AM 1280 The Patriot, sign up for the Minnesota Leadership Forum, December 15th, 2021. Providence Academy in Plymouth. It's going to be a great time. By the way, Jack, Brad, and I were going to be doing, I believe, last I heard, pre and post game shows about the debate, about the forum. Not really a debate per se, kind of a town hall, kind of a forum for the top of the ticket. Near the top of the ticket, of course, the three big constitutional officers races that are not nearly as sexy as governor, senator, Congress, even legislature, but really have so much to do with the way government impacts your life. Of course, we have the Attorney General's office. We have several of those candidates coming up in coming weeks. We have the State Auditor's Office, of which I don't know anyone who actually cares about the State Auditor's Office. Yeah, you need to. It's one of those races we need to win. And, of course, the Secretary of State's office. So we're talking with Kelly Johnner-Byrne, who is running for the GOP nomination for Secretary of State. Now, let's talk about
about the path to victory. Now, as you're well aware, keenly aware, I suspect, the GOP hasn't won any statewide races since 2006. Your former client, Mary Kiffmeyer, was the last, I believe, Republican Secretary of State we had, and she left office over a decade ago right now here. We have been mired in a DFL-controlled swamp in the executive branch for half a generation right now. What is the path to victory for the GOP?
Well, I think it's really three things. The first thing is you need to engage people. Engage people and invite them. You know, I think the GOP could absolutely do a better job mm-hmm. of inviting people into the cause.
Yeah.
There's more conservatives out there than people think. You know, you just look at the basic hockey team. You know, mm-hmm. your kids are playing hockey, baseball, whatever it might be. Just look at the general public. Everybody wants the same sorts of things, but we're so good at just dividing people right down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on one issue. It's typically on one issue.
Right.
And you know, pick it. There's so many different there's just so many different issues that you can just be divided on. But I think for most people, they want to be invited.
Yeah.
And so how do we invite people in? You know what? Why don't we just get out there and do just that? Right. Rather than campaigning so hard on what you're promising, why don't you campaign on engaging people? You know, and that's one thing that our campaign is absolutely doing. We've brought on a lot of people from the, you know, the business community, people that are just concerned business folks about, did my vote count? And does it even matter anymore? If things are so bad and we are not, you know, if my vote doesn't count, why should I even care?
So let's talk about what engaging people looks like. Now, I've pointed out during the break here that Republican statewide candidates come down to this studio to talk with the audience here, and they're always welcome, but there's always a little bit of tinge of dread, especially after the first one, because they know I'm going to ask them, why aren't you in the city talking with charter school parents? These are people who vote 90%+ Democrat, I would wager, maybe 80%. And yet, the charter schools that are their kids, or the school choice, or the whatever, school education options that are their kids' lifeboats, would get torpedoed in a heartbeat if the DFL realized they could. These are a lot of low-hanging fruit out there that are waiting to be taken. And yet, given a choice between coming into the city and talking with charter school parents and doing the hard work of engaging with people who are not traditionally Republicans and going to a fundraiser in Elk River, they hit the fundraiser every time. Yeah, money talks. That's absolutely true. But let's talk about what engaging people looks like to you, Kelly Jennerburn.
Well, for me, you know, everywhere I go, I ask questions. I think, you know, when you start to ask questions and you can actually go off a script, you can actually just have a conversation with another human, I think that's really important. I think people are really sick of all of the legalese. Why can't we just make things a little bit more simple?
Right.
You know, yes, politics and, you know, all the legislation that happens out there, of course, there's a lot of language in it all.
Right.
But why can't we boil things down a little bit more to a simplistic term?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I'm talking to people about not who did you vote for or did you get your vaccine, but what are you doing about the process or what are you doing to make it better?
Right.
And inviting people in. Yes, fundraising is important. It is the lifeblood because, you know, campaigns take money. There's no doubt about it. Our campaign takes money. So if you want to donate, that was your tip right there. You certainly can.
We'll definitely come back to that.
But I think you need to invite people in and get people engaged and help them to understand what the office does. Right now, people think that the Secretary of State's office is only about elections.
Yeah.
Well, just at the hockey rink, you know, do people understand that it's 2/3 business, 1/3 elections?
Yeah.
You know, and if you're thinking about starting a business, right now we're in the Great Resignation.
Yeah.
I'm working, I own my own business. I'm working with some clients right now that have left their careers after 25 years.
Yeah.
And they're starting where? At the Secretary of State's office when you file for your business.
Yep.
Inviting people in. And that can be through social media. It can be through your email list. It can be through our Swipe Red app. It can be many different ways. But you have to be able to have a conversation. And what I find is a lot of people cannot have a conversation. All they can do is stick to 2 or 3 talking points and drive those home. And yes, that's important. But if you can't have a conversation, you know, that's where I just think that so many people are such poor communicators right now.
Yeah.
We become keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
And if we would actually talk to people, maybe there'd be a little bit less division.
So let's talk about the race itself. I mean, running for the actual office against Steve Simon a year, it's coming November. We're into December now is half the battle. You got to get the nomination. So if you are if you're talking with a delegate who haven't been elected, a potential delegate, let's just say, why should someone vote in the conventions and the caucuses at the district and state convention for Kelly, John, and Byrne?
Well, I think that, you know, first and foremost, I actually own a business. Mm-hmm. So we deal with the Secretary of State's office. And if you've ever had to make payroll or if you've ever had to be responsible and not just be a, somebody out there that's not going to worry about it, you know, I don't speak legalese. I'm not a lawyer. You do not need to be a lawyer.
Right.
I want to stress that.
This is good.
A lot of people believe that you have to either be a lawyer or have been a legislator or something to hold a statewide office. And that is untrue.
Yeah.
I think most people would like a representative that is their neighbor, that absolutely has the education, the experience, and the tenacity to get things done. And then looks people in the eye and asks the question, why is it set this way? Is this the best way of running the office? Is this the most efficient way of running the office? Is this the most efficient way to run an election? Is this the most transparent way to run an election?
So,
and those are questions that need to be asked, because I think that people just sweep it under the rug.
So let's talk about, say, with the help of God and the tailwind, you get elected. You win the nomination. You go all the way downtown next November. You win the election for Secretary of State. What changes? What can people look forward to with a Kelly, John, or Byrne administration state?
Well, there is need for attorneys. You know, I would want a solid group of attorneys that are trained and skilled in election law and constitutional law so that they could file the injunctions and the lawsuits and actually follow through. I think that, you know, right there, hire competent people.
You might need a Republican attorney general to help with that,
too. That would be helpful.
That would be very good.
Those would be, you know, those are just some starts. A full evaluation of the office functions.
Oh, good.
I think that another thing that needs to happen is the Secretary of State's website should be the gold standard. It should be very easy to navigate.
Oh, Nellie, yeah.
Because there's enough stress on a new business owner just with their idea and their excitement of the marketing. It should be very simple.
Yeah.
You know, this is interesting.
It's terrible.
Entrepreneurship really has been a boom for America. You know, people say that if you can't make it in America, you can't make it anywhere, you know?
Right.
It should be very simple to get started and very simple to get going. And we need to cut waste.
Yeah.
We need to absolutely get anything that doesn't need to be there, we can streamline processes. Absolutely.
I design websites and software for a living. And by the way, I've started businesses in that realm, among others, for various side hustles. And oh, good Lord, the Secretary of State's website. Not to put a plug out there, but they need someone like me to redesign the thing completely from scratch.
Okay, let's talk about that just for a second. So
yes.
When you go and you look at, if you pull it up, go to the Secretary of State's website, and not to quote it, but I don't have it up in front of me, but the Secretary of State's website has the Safe at Home program.
Yeah.
That's for victims of domestic abuse that they can have a different address and, you know, so they can be safe.
Right.
Thus, safe at home.
Makes sense.
Well, when you go there, it says if you think that you're being watched, you probably are.
Huh.
And then below it, it says, well, you can file online. That seems to be a little bit of an oxymoron. It seems to be a little bit of a point of confusion. So
yeah.
I just think that there could be some better language that is
just the simple matter of filing an incorporation, filing a new business entity and checking up on its status is just like pulling teeth on that website. And that's the little very bare minimum of customer service. And by the way, finding out where and how to give people a check to start your flipping business. So I could just go on. In fact, I do go on for a living, but that's another whole story here. Kelly, John, or Byrne, let's wrap things up here with more on how people can learn more about you and help out with your campaign.
Absolutely. We've been, you know, right now when you're starting the campaign, you want to get the right people and the right processes in place so that you can start out on the right foot. So our website, KellyForMN.com, Kelly Forman. That's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have people donate to our campaign so that we can continue to move forward and get our message out. People that want to volunteer, go to Swipe Red. That's our app. get involved with the campaign. We'll need lots of volunteers. Right now, we'd love to find somebody that is a scheduler and somebody that would help with more volunteers, especially in the southern part of Minnesota. We've got northern Minnesota taken, you know, we've got good volunteers there, but good. Southern Minnesota would be great. That would be somewhere that we could really get a little bit more help. I think it's important that people ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're concerned about, you know, your vote,
yeah,
get involved.
Absolutely.
You
were out at the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus banquet last night. Oh, yeah. It's a great place to meet a whole lot of very motivated voters. Glad to see you there.
Very proud permit to carry holder. Absolutely.
Excellent. First rule of armed self-defense is you don't talk about armed self-defense. But before all my guns fell in the lake, I was too. So let's just put it that way. Kelly Jennerburn, website one more time.
KellyForMN.com. That's KellyForMN.com.
Download that Swipe Right app. I'm going to have to try that. I love checking
Swipe
these
Red
stuff. Kelly Jennerburn, we will do this again sometime before caucus and convention time. Deal?
Deal.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Thank you very much. Northern Alliance Radio Network, Mitch Berg in for Brad Carlson. One more segment to go. Ergo, the fun is still just beginning.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280, The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
I am one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I am living in the moment and taking Ibrance, Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This entertainment answer brought to you by Exergen. Sing 2 is in theaters December the 22nd. Tori Kelly is back as Mina and says this about the franchise.
I think what's really amazing about this movie is that they're still pursuing a dream, but now it's together. It's just like really heartwarming and touching. That's real life. It's like you can't really achieve everything without, you know, your support system and your family and your friends. And, you know, it means so much more when they're there with you. So I just love that about this movie.
Sing 2, rated PG. For more information, head to theentertainmentanswer.com.
Warning. Warning, warning. Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, general manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue. Ooh, 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 yeah.
IBelieve.com helps women wrestle with the deeper issues of their faith. Drop by for blogs and daily devotionals for women, plus articles on relationships, health and beauty, parenting, and more. At IBelieve.com, a division of Salem Media Group. IBelieve.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call, should you care to join us. By the way, if you're making plans for, well, later on in the month, I've got a couple of ideas for you to keep in mind here. And of course, I know, most of you are making your New Year's plans already. Here's submitted for your approval, a couple of ideas. My band Elephant in the Room,
which is, in fact, the elephant in the room for so many of us, has a couple gigs lined up here. New Year's Eve, we're going to be at the American Legion in Fridley. That's just a block east of Highway 65 and a block north of 63rd, I believe. Anyway, look it up. It's the American Legion in Fridley. We're going to be there New Year's Eve from 8:30 till 12:30 on New Year's Day. And then the next day, pardon me, I'm eating a cough drop here because I need to eat a cough drop. It sounds like a real cough drop in my mouth, doesn't it? Anyway, no, back on the point here. We will be playing New Year's Day at Neeson's in Savage. Two of our favorite places we played recently. Definitely looking forward to both. And plus, we've got some gigs lined up into 2022 now. So elephant in the room, the elephant in the room, all of us probably for our parents in so many ways. Anyway, we got a good year coming up for Elephant in the Room here. Fingers crossed, knock wood. At any rate, I had a little blast from the past this past week. I remember, now bear in mind, when I was a teenager in my late teens, I was not a Republican. I've related bits and pieces of this story. I would be fairly described as a center-left Democrat then and probably a moderate Democrat today in the context of today's Democratic Party. But when I was in my teens and really early 20s, up until, I don't know, the middle of college, I would have described myself as the very least as a moderate Democrat. And so when in 1979, when Margaret Thatcher was elected Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, I did not consider it good news. For that matter, when Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980, I thought that that was a terrible thing. I was filled with some foreboding because, like a lot of teenage bobbleheads, I believed what I was hearing from the voices on the left. And by the way, I was very much of the set that took Rolling Stone magazine seriously as news reportage. And Rolling Stone was of the opinion at that time that if Ronald Reagan were elected president, the draft would be reinstated and we would all be off in Saudi Arabia fighting for Exxon. That was considered cogent analysis at the time. Of course, Ronald Reagan led to the greatest demilitarization of the world in the history of the world. I mean, he led to the end of the Cold War. I mean, literally everything I believed as a teenager was wrong. And by the way, by this point, I'd long since become a conservative. I voted for Ronald Reagan in 1984. Just told my parents about it in probably 2000, but in 1984 I did in fact vote for Ronald Reagan. But it was just before Reagan was elected that a generation of conservatives took over office around the world. Pope John Paul II took over, and he's a cleric, so he's not really a politician, but he brought some classical liberalism as well as some serious anti-communism to the papacy. There was Helmut Kohl in Germany, who would not be considered a conservative by modern standards, but by German standards, he was in the CDU of the era, which was pretty firmly pro-Western anti-communist, and it showed. And of course, Margaret Thatcher won the election, became the prime minister, and led to 10 years of, well, essentially saving the United Kingdom. Anyway, this is when I was in high school. She became the prime minister. The media and popular culture were a whole lot less tribalized back then than they are today. So they reported it a little more straight, and yet still they reported it like it was a very, very bad thing, as they did Reagan's election in 1980. Now, Margaret Thatcher foreshadowed, I think, the great American resurgence that followed, actually the real resurgence of Western civilization that followed. There was this wave of center-right leaders like Helmut Kohl and Pope John Paul II in the Vatican, and even François Mitterrand in France, who was a socialist, but he was a Francocentric socialist, which is, in the great scheme of things, pretty darn conservative. And, of course, Reagan himself, who altered the course of, and let's be honest, in some ways saved, or at least postponed the demise of Western civilization. The end of that story, of course, is in your hands and mine. Well, the big question this past week, from our friends at Powerline, including our former co-hosts, John Hinderacher, Scott Johnson, is Eric Zemmour cut from the same cloth? Now, Eric Zemmour announced his candidacy for the presidency of France this past week. And he's just a candidate at this point. But if you look at the a post I put out on my blog, Shot in the Dark, this past Wednesday, in a post entitled Not for Turning, which, of course, is a reference to Margaret Thatcher, I asked the question, is Eric Zumwalt cut from the same cloth? Now, I don't know. He's just a candidate for president. But if he turns into the man of the moment in France, there might be some hope for the West. I wonder, as I see his announcement for as a candidacy for he announced on a video this past week his candidacy for the presidency of France. And it was brought to our attention by Scott Johnson, actually by Eric Hayward, John Hayward, this past week at Powerline Blog, Eric Zemmour's candidacy announcement, which is, frankly, one of the more stirring bits of political rhetoric I've seen. Now, it's a video production. Eric Zemmour is reading off a prepared script. He's not a prepossessing-looking character. He's certainly not a Hollywood star like Ronald Reagan or a flinty type of character like Margaret Thatcher. But nonetheless, his message, especially in the form of a YouTube video that really captures so much of what, frankly, people like you and I and listeners to this station want to see in a politician, pointing out the fact that the way things are going in the broader popular culture today is not the way we want this society to go, that we in the West stand on the backs of giants, and that we would do well to return to some of the lessons we've learned in the past about humanity, about politics, about life. It's a brilliant message, almost. And again, relies heavily on video production, and because it's a fairly plain Jane spoken message with some profound messages in it. It's all in French, by the way. I don't speak French. I learned German. I didn't have to learn French. But the translation is available out on Powerline Blog. I post a link to the translation at shotinthedark.info. I urge you to watch, listen to, and read along with the translation. This is the sort of message I think that our society needs to have in front of it as an alternative to the rot that besets us. Oh, much more on that coming up. Northern Alliance Radio Network, thanks for tuning in. Drive careful. God bless you all. God bless America.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
I remember my son was going to grow up without a father.
I didn't think someone at 23 could be diagnosed with breast cancer.
I was probably the healthiest I had been in my life.
Early detection of a melanoma saved my life.
I survived testicular cancer because of early detection.
I survived cancer not once, but twice because of early detection.
This is Congressman Jim Hagedorn. I was diagnosed with kidney cancer through a routine checkup. It saved my life, and it could save yours too.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm sure glad you're my sister, Addie.
Yep, you're my best buddy.
Mom says you were their little surprise. What would we do without you?
Well, you'll probably get your own gum.
Yeah, that's true, but you're worth it.
Hello, my name is Carrie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives to abortion or needs post-abortion assistance or would like to support the life-saving work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-333-3333. 866-777-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America, educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Celebrating two decades on air. This is